think the mic will get there.
Inshallah.
Yeah, I read.
So, does anybody listen to this?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Listen, when you want to do something, you don't need to wait for the result to do it. You do it and leave the result for Allah. If Allah say, وَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. When you have the intention. Sorry, you look like no, just leave it. Inshallah, it should work. No. Just give me 1 second, please. Alaykum salam. الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وارزقنا علما تنفعنا به اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد كما صليت وباركت على سيدنا ابراهيم وعلى ال سيدنا ابراهيم في العالمين انك حميد مجيد. We're reading from the book, the seerah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, from the book of the writer Sheikh Ibn Hisham. And this seerah is well known of the seerah of Ibn Hisham. Is one of the old and earliest seerahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Seerah meaning biography.
No, seerah it's mean the whole life of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, including what did happen, yeah, and including his description, including his movement, including his way of life, his way, style of life. From before Bi'tha, he became a prophet, and after the Bi'tha until he passed away. I'm jumping these pages. Because there is some pages is for the scholars, as I told you. It's like in these pages, he mentioned who did pass away from the Sahaba in Badr. Because he was just finishing Ghazwat Badr, the Battle of Badr, which is the first Ghazwa which happened fighting in the presence of Prophet ﷺ. And then who did pass away from the Kufar as well, who did... Now we come to the second chapter of the Seerah Nabawiyah. Yeah, the first chapter. Yeah, not the first part chapter. You can divide the Seerah Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on many chapters, but the chapters which before Bi'tha until the time he starts Bi'tha, that's just describing who is Muhammad, his origin, his descending, his parent. His life, his marriage, yeah. Then until he became a prophet, when he was in Ghar Hira and he started receiving revelation, yeah. Then from that time until Ghazwat Badr, that is chapter one, yeah. So there is something was happening from Ghazwat Badr and onward. There is a different chapter because that from before that, yeah, the Muslims, yeah, they wasn't have a country, yeah. They wasn't having a government. They wasn't having an army. They never fight back. Now, up to Ghazwat Badr, the Muslims, Prophet ﷺ, he's the leader, and he got a country which is the Medina, and he got an army which is the Muslimin at that time, and they already engaged on fighting the non-believer. So we are not going to stop just waiting for your humiliation and your harming to us. And we're not going to fight back. Now we're going to fight back. And we will win. And they win on Ghazwat Badr. So that's why he split it here to part one. So from part two here, we're going to see the power of the Muslim increase. Yeah. The prisoners of Ghazwat Badr, the prisoners from the Quraysh. Okay. I'm not going to name them because there is no need of name them. And there's a lot of poems been happening this time. And the Arabs and the communication at that time was all recorded by poems. Yeah, so the poet saying poems, describing the war, describing the result, describing incident, describing things. And that will be held by heart by each and every kafir and Muslim. So because people, they used to love hearing new poems. Yeah. So when they hear it in style of poems, they keep it forever. Then that's how they record some many information and many news about what did happen during that period. Now we're going to go to a ghazwa which happened after Ghazwat Badr, called Ghazwat Bani Salim bil Qadr. قال ابن إسحاق فلما قدم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لم يقم بها إلا سبع ليال. When Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم came back from Badr, he didn't stay more than seven nights. Then he go to another ghazwa. When we say ghazwa, yeah, ghazwa, it mean a battle. And sariya, it mean a battle. But the difference between them, the ghazwa is the, in the presence leaded by the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. The sariya is only a commander which been declared by the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, but the Prophet never attend to it. So in this ghazwa, when I say ghazwa, it means Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم didn't attend. When I say sariya, it means he didn't attend. So فَلَمَّا قَدِمَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لَمْ يَقُمْ بِهَا إِلَّا سَبْعَ لَيَالٍ. When Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he returned to Medina, he stayed only seven nights. حَتَّى غَزَى بِنَفْسِهِ يُرِيدُ بَنِي سَلِيمٍ. Why they call it غَزْوَةَ بَنِي سَلِيمٍ? Because he attacked a tribe called Bani Salim. That's why they name it غَزْوَةَ بَنِي سَلِيمٍ. قال ابن هشام واستعمل على المدينة سباع بن عرفطة الغفاري أو ابن أم مكتوم. And he left behind him someone. He always, Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, rather he go by himself, and he must leave someone to lead Medina, to lead the country. Yeah. Or if he stay, he sent someone to represent him to lead the army. Yeah. So in this time he left عرفطة الغفاري, that's the name of the individual, this individual Sahabi, he's called سباع بن عرفطة الغفاري or ابن أم مكتوم. نعم. قال ابن إسحاق فبلغ ماء من مياههم, until he arrived to one place where they used to pick up water from. Each and every tribe, they have to pick up water rather from the river or a lake or a spring or a well. Yeah. So they call a place of water. Yeah. So he got to a place of water belong to this tribe. يقال له الكدر. And the name of that specific water, they call الكدر. Yeah? So that's why they name غزوة, غزوة بني سليم, referring to the tribe of بني سليم. And the كدر, because it happened right in the place where there is that water spring or water sources. فقام عليه ثلاثة ليال ثم رجع إلى المدينة. So he stayed three nights, then he returned. Okay. Why Abu Jahl, you remember, Abu Jahl before Ghazwat Badr, when they asked him to go back, all the wisest people from Mecca, yeah, they say, that's it, our caravan is safe, let's go back. He said, no, we stay there until we fight Muhammad and he lose, and we stay three nights celebrating in there, or he will run away and we stay three nights celebrating until all the Arabs, what they do? They hear about us. I mean, they hear, we come, we didn't run away. You know, when we was little and you say, can you fight me? Yeah? And if I come, you come to fight me, so rather I win or you win. So between the gang or the friends or the area, they know that you are tough young man. Yeah? So if the other side never come, you still called win. Because you called him and he never come. That means you win him. So that means it's the same style. You see? So the war in that time, rather, whoever they are fighting opposite side, if they come, so they will fight. One of them will win. Whoever win, stay 3 nights in that place celebrating until all the people, they spread the news around them, all the countries around them. That countries at that time used to be small tribes, tribe after tribe. And that was everywhere in the world, not only in the Middle East. Yeah? So the people, they used to be tribes. Or the worst of it would be kingdom. Yeah? So they said, we stay 3 nights until the Arabs all, they hear about. But suddenly, not suddenly, suddenly to them, but happily to us, that they lose. Yeah, and they never fulfill them dreams. Yeah. So here it opposite. Prophet ﷺ, he went to there. So he frightening Bani Salim. He frightening them. He come to them water and he stayed 3 nights. But they never come to fight. I mean, they scared from him. And he left. I mean, he didn't fight and he win the war. And he go back. وَلَمْ يَلْقَى كَيْدًا. And they never even planned to come forward, step forward, or act of like scariness of, no. They didn't move at all from them tribe. Because look, if we say that the people, they live in this area where is the masjid, around us 1 mile. That's where they all gather in. And the water to bring is near to the, is in the town center. But that town center belongs to Harlo. Yeah? So if they came to there, that means they are calling us for war. So if we leave from the city to there to fight them, that means we're going to fight them. Whoever win, win. They're just to bring you the picture of the land and how the system is working. Yeah? So if they stay there in the town center next to the water 3 nights and we never come, that means they win and we are scared. Yeah? Sometimes what's happened, we move out to fight. Or sometimes we stay, but some of strongest of us, they go and they trouble them. They don't fight them. They call it the fighting of hit and run. And that's all as well, fight back. But these people, they didn't done anything. Neither this, neither that. That means they are losers. They are scared. Yeah? So, فَأَقَامَ بِهَا بَقِيَّةَ شَوَّالُ وَذُو الْقِعْدَةِ وَلَمْ يَلْقَى كَيْدًا فَأَقَامَ بِهَا بَقِيَّةَ شَوَّالُ وَذُو الْقِعْدَةِ وَأَفْدَى فِي إِقَامَتِهِ تِلْكَ جُلَّ الْأَسَارَ مِنْ قُرَيْشِ. While he was staying in there, the system of exchanging the prisoners of Badr, he was carrying on. Because we said that stayed some time. The people, they couldn't exchange them prisoners straight away. You see that father, he was trying to, he was rich, but he was greedy. He didn't want to exchange his son. He said, leave him. When they get fed up, they will release him. And they release him, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam release him at the end. You get me? So anyway, so at this battle, alhamdulillah, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his army, they went, they stayed 3 nights, they never fight. The other army, the other tribe, they never fight back. That means the Muslims, they win and is in favor of us, inshallah, Muslims. At the same time, Prophet ﷺ keep going, keep doing the exchange of the prisoners of Badr. Now, another ghazwa happened later on. Because Prophet ﷺ, he can't go back to the, when he stayed 3 nights, we go back to where? To his country. Where is his country? Medina. Yeah? So why I'm repeating this? For you to memorize at least a bit of pieces, which is very important. Yeah. So now another ghazwa happened called Ghazwat al-Suwayq. Okay. We'll describe it. قال حدثنا أبو محمد بن عبد الملك بن هشام قال حدثنا زياد بن عبد الله البكائي عن محمد ابن عن محمد ابن إسحاق المطلبي قال ثم غزا أبو سفيان بن حرب غزوة السويق في ذي الحجة وولى تلك الحجة المشركون من تلك السنة. فكان أبو سفيان كما حدثني محمد بن جعفر بن الزبير ويزيد بن رومان ومن لا أتهم عن عبد الله بن كعب بن مالك وكان من أعلم الأنصار حين رجع إلى مكة ورجع فل قريش من بدر نذر أن لا يمس رأسه ماء من جنابة حتى يغزو محمد فخرج في 200 راكب من قريش. Okay, when they come back from Badr, the Abu Sufyan, he lead the caravan where? To Mecca. Yeah? The Meccans who they attend the war, majority of them, the head of the Meccans, most of them, they've been killed. Yeah, the half of the army hold as prisoners. Yeah, the rest fled back to Mecca. Yeah, after one, the prisoners all released, and Abu Sufyan returned to Mecca. Abu Sufyan, he make an oath. He said, "I will, by the name of Allah, I will not wash my hair or take a shower until I revenge for us," which is for them. He want to revenge for war, for what they lose in Badr. So he make an oath. So he's still working on that. He's working on that. Now the kuffar, they are working to fight back or revenge at least for themselves. Because now Meccans, all the world, you know, well, to them, the rounded, surrounded people, they are the world to them. Yeah, so I mean, everybody know that Quraysh, they lose. So now he wants to return the dignity of Quraysh. Yeah, and Abu Sufyan, he's one of the heads which is left over. So he became the head of Mecca. Yeah, so he said, "I will not take a shower, neither water touch my hair until I fight back." So he planned to do this ghazwa, which called Ghazwat al-Suwayq. Yeah? So he make an oath to not wash until he make a fight back to Muhammad. Mean Medina, which is mean the Muslim country. فَخَرَجَ فِي مِئَتَيْنِ رَاكِبٍ يُرِيدُ أَنْ فَخَرَجَ فِي مِئَتَيْنِ رَاكِبٍ مِنْ بَرِيدٍ أَوْ نَحْوَهُ. So he come out with 200 riders. I mean 200 soldiers with the weapons, yeah, on horses or on camels. All of them. And he come out on night. ثُمَّ خَرَجَ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ حَتَّى أَتَى بَنِ النَّظِيرِ تَحْتَ اللَّيْلِ. Until he come a place called Bani al-Nadir, which is near to Medina. Yeah, you heard about the word of Bani al-Nadir? Yeah, so. يقال فأتى حيي بن أخطب. So he came to the leader of Bani al-Nadir called حيي بن أخطب. فضرب عليه بابه فأبى أن يفتح له بابا وخافه. He knocked the door of the leader of the tribe, but he didn't want to open the door for him. فانصرف عنه إلى سلام بن مكشم. So he went to another individual. He's called Salam. He's one of the leaders of Bani al-Nadir. وكان سيد بني النضير في زمانه ذلك وصاحب كنزهم. And he was one of the heads of Bani al-Nadir. And he was the richest one of them. فاستأذن عليه. He take a permission to enter to see him. فأذن له فقراه وساق فقراه وساقه. That mean he tied him and he took him. وبطن له من خبر الناس ثم خرج في عقب ليلته حتى أتي الصحابة فبعث رجالا من قريش إلى المدينة فأتوا ناحية منها يقال لها العريض فحرقوا في أسوار من نخل بها ووجدوا بها رجلا من الأنصار وحليفا له في حرث لهما فقتلوهما ثم انصرفوا راجعين ونذر بهم الناس فخرج رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في طلبهم. Okay, let me repeat this because me, I got lost on it. وكان سيد بني النضير وصاحب كنزهم فاستأذن عليه فأذن له فقال راه وسقاه. So when he come to this individual Abu Sufyan, when the other leader, he welcome him to his house, he feed him and he give him water, and he told him what's going on in Medina. ثم خرج في عقب ليلته حتى أتى الصحابة فبعث رجالا من قريش إلى المدينة فأتوا ناحية منها يقال لها العريض فحرقوا في أسوار. Okay, this individual, he look like he betrayed the Muslims. I don't know if he was Muslim or not. Yeah, he's not specifying the sheikh in here. He give him the news of the Muslims in Medina. Yeah, so Abu Sufyan, he went further to one place and he burned the trees of the palms, yeah, the palms of the trees of the date, which is the palms, yeah. And this place called Arid, they burn it and they burned the walls in there and everything and the palms. وَوَجَدُوا بِهَا رِجَالًا مِنَ الْأَنصَارِ وَحَلِيفًا فِي حَرْثٍ لَهُمَا فَقَتَلُهُمَا. And they find some Sahaba in them land working on it, they kill them. ثُمَّ انصَرَفُوا and they ran away. So all what he done, yeah, he caused some burning in the borders of the Medina, which is a few villages in the beginning of the town, yeah. He burned some walls and he burned some gardens in there or palms, yeah. And he find few individuals of Sahaba, he killed them. Now, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he heard about that. He ran with whatever is available of the Sahaba and they ran back after them to revenge. واستعمل على المدينة بشير بن عبد المنذر. And he left behind him a leader called بشير بن عبد المنذر. وهو أبو لبابة. They call him as well أبو لبابة. فيما قال ابن هشام حتى بلغ قرقرة الكدر. Until he come near to one place called قرقرة الكدر. ثم انصرف راجعا. Then he come back, Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. وقد فاته أبو سفيان. Why? Because Abu Sufyan was too far away to catch up. وقد رأوا أزوادا من أزواد القوم قد طرحوها في الحرث يتخففون منها النجاء. Then Abu Sufyan, while he was running back to Mecca, he chucked a lot of carriers that was with him, like weapons, like food, like stuff. So they chuck it on the floor because it was making them heavy. So they lightened themselves to be able to speed up on the journey to go back. Well, they were scared because they know the Prophet, he will chase them back. فقال المسلمون حين رجع بهم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا رسول الله أتطمع لنا أن تكون غزوة قال نعم. When they come back, now they didn't fight, they didn't revenge, and they didn't have any war booty. Yeah, so that means there was nothing. So the Sahaba, they didn't know if it's this غزوة or not. So they asked Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, is it a غزوة? We will be rewarded in the sake of Allah, in the sight of Allah. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, yes, it is a غزوة and you will be rewarded for it. Yeah. So just to قال ابن هشام وإنما سميت غزوة السويق فيما حدثني أبو عبيدة أكثر ما طرح القوم من أزوادهم السويق فهجم المسلمون على السويق كثير فسميت غزوة السويق. So they named the غزوة of the السويق because when they was going back, the army of Mecca led by Abu Sufyan, when they was going back, they was shucking away a lot of suwayq. I don't know what is suwayq. I'm going to try to find out here if they give any more explanation. السويق هو أن تحمص أن تحمص الحنطة أو الشعير أو نحو ذلك ثم تطحن ثم يسافر بها. So when they used to travel, they used to take not the barley, the oat. Yeah, so they grill it, yeah, and they blend it, and they take it with them whenever they want to make a bread. They just turn on the fire, water, and some baking powder, whatever they use, and they bake a bread, or they mix it with the milk and they eat it like a porridge. Yeah, so it's a food, so it's like a traveling food, doesn't go off, and is very give strong energy to the body, yeah, nutrition, yeah. وقد تمزج باللبن and it's mixed with the milk and the honey and butter or that's stuff that they use instead of the butter. Fat, like not fat, no, another thing. No, not margarine. They use it traditionally. No, not olive oil. We call it salmon. Ghee. Jazakallah khair, yes, the ghee. وَتَالَتْ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْءٌ مِنْ ذَلِكَ مُزِجَتْ بِالْمَاءِ. So if they have any of this, they just mix it with the water and a little bit of salt, and it will be eatable. Yeah. Now another غزوة, غزوة ذي أمر. فَلَمَّا رَجَعَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مِنْ غَزْوَةِ السُّوَيْقِ أَقَامَ بِالْمَدِينَةِ بَقِيَةَ ذِي الْحِجَّةِ أَوْ قُرَيْبَ مِنْهَا. One Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he came back from Badr, he stayed the leftover of ذي الحجة or ذي الحجة. ثم غزا نجدا. I mean the end of the month of the Hijjah. ثم غزا نجدا. نجد is one city in Arabi Saudi now. They're called نجد. Maybe people who they've been in there, so they know نجد. يريد غطفان. He was planning to attack غطفان. وهي غزوة ذي أمر. They call it غزوة ذي أمر. واستعمل على المدينة عثمان بن عفان. And he left behind him leader of the Medina, عثمان بن عفان. فيما قال ابن هشام. قال ابن إسحاق فأقام بنجد. Safaran kullahu aw qariban min dhalik. He stayed in Najd the whole month of Safar. Yeah? So Safar is the month following the Hijjah, which is the new year. Then he go back to Medina. Walam yalqa kaydan. He didn't stay 3 nights. He stayed whole month. No one fight him. What that mean? I mean, they're scared from him. No one wants to face him. فَلَبِثَ بِهَا شَهْرَ رَبِيعِ الْأَوَّلِ كُلَّهُ ثُمَّ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِنْهُ. Then he stayed, go back to Medina, and he stayed all the month of Rabi' al-Awwal, all the majority of the month of Rabi' al-Awwal. Then he went to another ghazwa, called ghazwat al-Fur' min Bahran. Al-Fur'u min Bahran. ثُمَّ غَزَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يُرِيدُ قُرَيْشًا. Then when he stayed in Medina a month or so, yeah, he planned to go to fight Quraysh again. Why he insists to fight Quraysh? He is revenge, yeah. But he is the city of the Muslims, is Mecca. It's the place of the worship. He need to claim it back for the Muslims. He need to take over this city. This is the what is a portion of the Islam. So it belongs to Muslim, does not belong to Kafir. Yeah? So. Plus is a proof of if now in our time now, if someone attack England and he win, he's the strong country in the world. Or if attack USA and win, he will be the strong country in the world. So that's how it is. Now, Prophet ﷺ, he planned to go to this ghazwa called Ghazwat Al-Fur'u min Bahran. وَاسْتَعْمَلَ عَلَى الْمَدِينَةِ Ibn Maktum. And he left a leader on the Medina, Ibn Maktum. فِيمَا قَالَ Ibn Hisham. قَالَ Ibn Ishaq. حَتَّى بَلَغَ Bahran. Until he came near to Bahran. This is a Bahran is a name of place. مَعْدَنًا بِالْحِجَازِ مِنْ مُعْدِنًا بِالْحِجَازِ مِنْ نَاحِيَةِ الْفَرْعِ فَأَقَامَ بِهَا شَهْرَ رَبِيعِ الْآخِرِ وَجُمَادَ الْأُولَى. He stayed 2 months in there. ثُمَّ رَجَعَ إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ. He stayed 2 months in that place. Why? Number one, because it's far. Number two is to prove that more stronger and to make da'wah to the Islam at the same time. أَمْرَ بْنُ قَيْنُقَعَ بَنِي قَيْنُقَعَ. Bani Qaynuqa is a portion of is a tribe of the Jews, one of the tribes. Because as you know, in the Medina there was a lot of tribes of the Jews in there as well. Because the Jews have been living in there for a long time, because they know that the Prophet is coming in that place and in that land, and they was waiting for him hundreds of years. So they became, and they're all Arabs. Yeah? Same like the normal Arab. They are Arab Jews. Yeah? So, and they are so knowledgeable about the Torah. And they know the full description of the Prophet. That's why at the beginning when we said when Prophet came to the Medina, many head of the scholars of the Torah or of the Judaism, yeah, they convert to Islam straight away. And you see the auntie, which she was auntie. She wasn't auntie at that time. The auntie of the rabbi, he was on the pan. Yeah. So when she said she cursed Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he was in the pan. He said, "Don't say that, auntie. Don't curse him." She said, "Why don't I curse him?" He said, "He's a prophet of Allah." She said, "Really?" He said, "Yes." And later on, when he converted to Islam, he went to her, she converted to Islam as well. Yeah. I forgot his name. You remember when we talked about him? Now, we're going to talk about the matter. What did happen about Qaynuqa, Bani Qaynuqa? What did happen to them? وَقَدْ كَانَ فِي مَا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ مَنْ غَزُوِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم أَمْرُ بَنِي قَيْنُقَعَ. It's happened an incident in Bani Qaynuqa. وَكَانَ مِنْ حَدِيثِ بَنِي قَيْنُقَعَ أَنَّ رَسُولَ صلى الله عليه وسلم جَمَعَهُمْ بِسُوقِ قَيْنُقَعَ. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he gathered them all in a market called the market of Qaynuqa in the tribe, because the tribe live in a place called, they called Banu Qaynuqa, and the place called Banu Qaynuqa as well. So there is a market called the market of Qaynuqa. ثم قال يا معشر يهود احذروا من الله مثل ما نزل بقريش من النقمة. He said, all the people, Prophet ﷺ gathered them in the market. And he told them, all the Jews of Qaynuqa, fear Allah from what did happen to Meccans or to Quraysh. وَأَسْلِمُوا and convert to the Islam. فَإِنَّكُمْ قَدْ عَرَفْتُمْ أَنِّي نَبِيٌّ مُرْسَلٌ. You do know that I am a prophet of Allah. I want you to imagine the scene. Just imagine that. Where is he, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And he's talking to the Banu Qaynuqa, is the Muslims at that time, the believers at that time. But there was diverting from them believing. And one of them orders in the Torah is, when the prophet come, you should fulfill, follow him and follow the commandment which he come with. And give up the previous commandment. So he said, all the people, all the Jews of Banu Qaynuqa, fear Allah from what happened to Quraysh and convert to Islam. فَإِنَّكُمْ قَدْ عَرَفْتُمْ أَنِّي نَبِيٌّ مُرْسَلٌ. And you did know, or you do know, that I am prophet of Allah. تَجِدُونَ ذَلِكَ فِي كِتَابِكُمْ. You find that on your book, on your Torah. وَعَهْدُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ. And your promise, and the promise of Allah to you. Promise you that there is a prophet that's going to come. Allah promised them there is a prophet going to come. And where and how he is. قالوا يا محمد. They say, oh Muhammad, إنك ترى أن قومك لا يغرنك أنك لقيت قوما لا علم لهم بالحرب. He said, they said to him, oh Muhammad, you know, do you think like you are, we are like your people? They mean in Meccans. Yeah? You met people, they have no knowledge about the war. They're talking about Meccans, losers. They're not good fighters. What does that mean? That means they're referring that we are more stronger than the Quraysh. Who are you talking to? Now you think we are them? No, it's not the same. That's what they're saying. And they have no knowledge about the harb. لا علم لهم بالحرب. فأصبت منهم فرصة. And you take your chance on them. Yeah? إِنَّا وَاللَّهِ لَإِنْ حَارَبْنَاكَ لَتَعْلَمَنَّ أَنَّا نَحْنُ النَّاسِ. And they say, wallahi, if we fight you, you will understand who is the fighters. So what they are doing? They're challenging him. قال ابن إسحاق. Look, here, it's very important. Yeah, we are reading the seerah of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Not a bad story. Not story of, yeah, movie finished, just for good. Yeah? We need looking for, we read in it, to understand, number one, what did happen to our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Number two, to learn and practice. Yeah, what did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Did he go to make fighting for them? Did he go to fight them like he went to fight Quraysh? Quraysh, he fight them. Why? Because they fighted him, and they want to eliminate him and eliminate the da'wah of la ilaha illallah. So that means what he should do? He should eliminate them. But the other people, no. The other people, you should go to them with that da'wah first. If they fight you, you fight back. Same like what he done with Quraysh. He give them da'wah first, and until he risk his life and the life of the Sahaba, then Allah ordered him to fight back. Now he doing the same. He asked them quietly and nicely, and he give them the proof which is in the Torah. But they still stubborn. قال ابن إسحاق فحدثني مولى لآل زيد بن ثابت بن سعيد بن جبير عن عكرمة عن ابن عباس قال ما نزل هؤلاء الآيات إلا فيهم. These آيات Allah reveal in سورة آل عمران. Allah said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل للذين كفروا ستغلبون وتحشرون إلى جهنم وبئس المهاد. قد كان لكم آية في فئتين التقتا. Allah said in the Quran, قل, say, للذين كفروا, to the non-believer, ستغلبون وتحشرون إلى جهنم. You going to be defeated, or you going to be losing the war, yeah, against Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. وتحشرون إلى جهنم, and you will be put in the hellfire if you get killed in that war, and you will have no chance to live anymore, of course, because you're going to die, so you're going to go to the hellfire. Allah telling them. And وبئس المهاد, what a worse ending. قد كان لكم آية في فئتين التقتا. Indeed, you just had an ayah. An ayah is a miracle, or it is approve or show in two army they fight, which is the Muslims against the Kuffar in Badr. I mean, learn from the lesson which just happened a few months ago, which is Ghazwat Badr. I mean, this Muhammad who is talking about him, he's not going to lose anymore. Anyone fight him, he can lose. And he will win. Because now is the time of this deen to go up, not to go down. أي أصحاب بدر من أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وقريش. Carry on the ayah, Allah said, فئة تقاتل في سبيل الله وأخرى كافرة وأخرى كافرة يرونهم مثليهم رأي العين والله يؤيد بنصره من يشاء إن في ذلك لعبرة لأولي الأبصار. And I want you as well, from what I'm explaining, to look on Gaza war now between them and not Israel. Between them and all the whole world. Because they are fighting there. All the European, they are boosting what? Israel. Yeah? And Gaza is alone with the basic weapons. Yeah? And very tied up field of fighting. Because they are fighting from under the ground. Yeah? So, here Allah carry on in the ayah, he said, فِئَةٌ تُقَاتِلُ. He said, no, he said in the previous part of the same ayah, he said, فِئَتَيْنِ الْتَقَتَ. Two parties they meet. The first party is the party of Prophet ﷺ against the second party, the party of Muhammad ﷺ, the party of the Iman, the party of La ilaha illallah, the Mu'minun. The other party is the Kuffar. Yeah? So now Allah will give more description. He said, فِئَةٌ تُقَاتِلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. One party, they fighting for the path of Allah. وَأُخْرَى كَافِرَ. The second one is kafira. Allah said to us, he is a kafira. And he explained to the Jews more here. Yeah? And explaining to us as well in the nearest future, or the farthest future, which is us. يَرَوْنَهُمْ مِثْلَيْهِمْ رَأْيَ الْعَيْنِ. They see them. This is the believers, this is the non-believers. And these people, they all read the history. And all of them, they always sink in the same hole. Which is, what is the hole they sink in? Is what the Jews, they said to Prophet ﷺ in here, what they said to him. They said to him, look, who you fight? You fight in Quraysh. This is losers. They don't know anything about the wars. They don't have enough weapons. We are stronger. We have more weapons. We fight better. Same. Israel been saying same that. The French, they used to say same that, same like that in the time when they was colonizing Algeria. And when they was colonizing the most of Africa or the Caribbean. And the same one, the English, they was colonizing the Asians and most of Africa as well. So they always say, we are more stronger, more weapons, more civilized technologies with us. Yeah, these people, they don't know anything about the world. We're going to show them. They end up all finishing in no time. They lose. So it's clear, the fi'ah of La ilaha illallah, Muslimun, and the fi'ah of the kuffar. يَرَوْنَهُمْ مِثْلَيْهِمْ رَأْيَ الْعَيْنِ. They can see them, because they know about that war which just happened a few months ago. وَاللَّهُ يُؤَيِّدُ بِنَصْرِهِ مَنْ يَشَأْ. Allah will give the victory to whomever he wants. Yeah? Because many times Allah gives victory to who? To the kuffar. Why? Because the mu'minun, they are not in the right path. They are not in the right way. They are fighting, but they are not fighting based on the Islamic fundamental root. They are fighting for flag. They are fighting for a better life. They are fighting for name it, this names. No, money. Yeah, thank you. So, when the fight will be only for La ilaha illallah, I want my country to stay Muslim. And that's what the Ghazans, they want to eliminate them from them to stay no Muslims in there. But the Muslim, the Ghazans, they can fled. They give an opportunity to refugee everywhere in the world. They don't want to. They say, we stay in our country. You saw in my videos what the woman always wanted, she translate in English, what she say. In many videos she say, we, our Ghazans, civilians, and children and parents and mothers and elders, they decide to stay in Gaza. And we are here to feed them. And we are here to give them water wherever they go. Didn't you watch the videos? The lady, when she did translation? So go back to the videos. So they stayed here because it's our country. And this country needs to stay Muslim. If we leave, the kuffar will take it, will be kafir country. Yeah. So Allah give victory to whomever He wish or whomever He want. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَعِبْرَةً لِأُولِي الْأَبْصَارِ. Indeed, in there is a good lesson or a big lesson for the people who they have an eye. Because we have a sight. But can we see? We can't see all. It's not all of us can see with our sights. Yes or no? I'll give you an example. The one who smoke, can't he see this cigarette is going to harm him? He can. He can see it. He can read the ingredient of his cigarette, but he's still smoking it. Yeah? So that means his sight is working, but he cannot see with it. Allah is calling the sight, not the eye. The sight is connected to the heart. He can see with his eye, but his heart is dead. That's why he can see the cigarette. It's good for me. And he say it, and he's happy. I remember one teacher, may Allah forgive him, we used to say to him, oh teacher, the cigarette is not healthy, is harmful. He said, it's not healthy? Who told you it's not healthy? In a funny way. He said, look me, I am the math teacher. Wallahi, if I don't smoke this cigarette, I cannot teach you one number. Is it harmful or helpful? So we say, okay, whatever you say. So he tricked himself. Allah Ta'ala said, وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. The shaitan beautified to them wrongdoing. And that is the problem. We need to be careful from the shaitan. Yeah? So on all our matters, everything, when someone wants to oppress a brother, he will go to the law. This brother can be Muslim, can be not Muslim. Like some people, they put the insurance on them houses or on them businesses, then they turn fire on it, then he go and claim insurance. What is this? Well, do you need Sheikh to make fatwa for you? Is halal or haram? Yes or no? Is it haram or halal? What do you think? It's clear. So you don't need to know. You are Sheikh. Even you don't know any Quran. It's a fraud. Yeah. Okay, yes. The insurance is not. It's haram itself, the insurance. But because we are forced to do it, it will be not haram. Because we are. When is the haram? It won't be haram on you if you do it. When you are forced to do it, you cannot run away out of it. So the scholars, he say here, if you are forced to do it and you are paying for it, automatically, yeah, any reward come from it, you are permitted to take it. So that means I'm driving my car, or someone driving his car, and he have a car accident, yeah, and it's not his fault, and he have a right to claim, he claimed his money. His money is halal for him, inshallah. But if it's a choiceable, we don't do it. So what about if someone go in and do the highest insurance and burn it by himself and make it look like it's been burned somewhere, how then he claim millions or thousands or whatever? That's all is wrong. That's just a small example.
That's what they do with the Twin Towers.
Now that is another story. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَعِبْرَةً لِأُولِي الْأَبْصَارِ. Allah said, indeed in there, which is the battle of Badr, indeed is there is a big lesson for the people who they have a sight connected to the heart. Yeah? Talking about the Jews at that time and about any oppressors or someone diverted from the right can learn from this.
وحدثني عاصم بن عمرو بن قتادة عن أن بني قينقاع كانوا أول يهود نقضوا ما بينهم وبين رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وحاربوا فيما بين بدر وأحد.
And بنو قينقاع, they was the first tribe, Jews tribe, who they break the peace agreement or the peace treaty between them and Prophet ﷺ. Prophet ﷺ, when he came to Medina, he did a peace treaty with all the tribes. There was 12 tribe of Jews. Yeah, he done a peace treaty with them, each and every tribe. So Banu Qaynuqa, they was the first one who they break it, and they decide to fight Prophet ﷺ. We're gonna come up later to the other tribes who they did break it as well.
قال ابن هشام وذكر عبد الله بن جعفر بن المسور بن مخرمة عن أبي عون قال كان من أمر بني قينقاع أن امرأة من العرب قدمت بجلب لها فباعته بسوق بني قينقاع.
Okay, now why I'm telling you the story of بني قينقاع, maybe now it will pull an information to you which you knew in the past. Maybe if you don't, you will know it. So what did happen in قينقاع for them to start the fighting?
A woman from the Arab, from the Muslims, she was selling a garment in the market of Qaynuqa. وجلست إلى سائغ إلى سائغ بها, and she sat down to deal with someone or to talk to someone. فجعلوا يريدونها على كشف وجهها فأبت. They asked her to lift up the veil from her face. Lift up what? The veil. That means the Muslim women at that time they was putting what? Veil. I mean your grandma, or maybe if it's not your grandma, your grandma. I remember in Algeria, and not only in Algeria, even in Kosovo, even in many countries in the Europe, yeah, they used to put the full jilbab with the niqab, and it used to be accommodated even by the queens and the princesses at that time, even for the non-Muslim country. Yeah. So that the now they come up to us with which one the correct hijab. So if we talk, if uncle, he remember his generation, women's, he will tell us, all the woman in your time was covering the veils and putting the bag, the baggy long abaya, or was they putting just a normal hijab? They was. Burqa. Yeah? And up to now, the villages in our countries, they still put it. So what is the well-known hijab at that time? Is the burqa, niqab. Yeah? So that's come to our sisters if they are hearing us. If they are not, just go to the... I just saw a video some time ago showing a gathering of the queens and princesses, I don't know, in a funeral in some way in the East Europe. Yeah, and all the queens or princesses, they was all wearing the burqa with the niqab. Yes, I mean, even the non-Muslim, they was doing it. Yeah. So now in our time, they bring us this stylish hijab, and the sisters, they are struggling on of knowing which one is right, which one is wrong. But that is one of the proof, that is the correct one. And as well, the uncle confirm it. And anyone, he can ask any elderly woman in his family, she can tell him. And that not only in one place in the world, from Africa to the east, the far east of Asia, to the end of the Arab country, all is the same. Because the deen is one. So this woman, they was asking her, to deal with her, to lift the veil from her face. She was trying to talk to Sa'igh. Sa'igh is a jewelry man. Yeah, he was selling some jewelries on the ground. So she said to talk to him. So ask her to lift the veil. She said no. فَعَمِدَ السَّائِغُ إِلَى طَرَفِ ثَوْبِهَا فَعَقِدَهُ إِلَى ظَهْرِهَا. So when she say no, him or someone else, when she was busy, he knot the end of the abaya from her back, yeah, to the top of the her neck. He knotted without her giving attention. When she stood up, all her body showed up naked. Carry on. فَلَمَّا قَامَتْ انْكَشَفَتْ سَوْأَتُهَا فَضَحِكُوا بِهَا. So when she stood up, they see all her parts and everything, they start laughing at her. فَصَاحَتْ, so she screamed. فوثب رجل من المسلمين إلى الصغير أغفى. One Muslim man was in there. He noticed what they done, and he pulled his sword and he killed the jewelry man. وكان يهوديا. He was a Jew. وشدت اليهود على المسلم فقتلوه. Now the Jews they gather all together. They kill that man. فاستصرخ أهل المسلم المسلمين على اليهود. Then the Muslim family they shout between them, yeah, calling each and every part of them family from all over the, around the area to come. So they come and the fight between the Muslim and the Jews start. So the Muslim, they became very angry. فَوَقَعَ الشَّرُّ بَيْنَهُمْ وَبَيْنَ بَنِي قَيْنُقَعَ. And start the fighting. Let me tell you something. When the English, they colonized, I was just reading about the history just a few days ago. When the English tried to colonize on the 1870 or 1850, they tried to colonize how it's called. They already colonized all the India. Yeah, the big India, including Pakistan and Bangladesh and now. They tried to colonize. For them to make sure that the Russians, they don't attack Asia and try to take a piece of it, they find themselves obligated to colonize Afghanistan as well. So they send a spy to study Afghanistan. He went to Kabul. Story short, he gave them all the information and he wrote a book about it. And how beautiful and how is that area and how the people there are peaceful in there and easy to live with them. And he come to England, it was the most sellable book in England. And the people was all dreaming to go to that place.
So the king called for colonizing Afghanistan. So they gathered 19,000 individual soldiers, yeah? And they went there. And they settled for 2 years. The Afghanis, they thought they're just living in there. They have no problem, yeah? Until it's happened, the same incidents. Some of the soldiers, they start harassing the women. And they cause a harm, a woman shout. And the Afghanis, they finished them in no time. None of them lived from this 19,000 Englishmen. At that time, only one doctor. He fled to India, which part of India at that time, we don't know. And he told them exactly what did happen. SubhanAllah. What is it? Time repeating itself. وحدث time exactly
2 minutes.
So I think we stop here. We say سبحانك اللهم اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك. جزاكم الله خير. Still to say about this for next Friday inshallah. جزاكم الله خير. Come this way, brother. Turn around. Turn around.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا